More coverage presented to you live at 51 by Xfinity here at Texans House. Super Bowl week is just so much fun. We get so many great guests coming through. Some familiar faces, some not so familiar. One very familiar face here. We know him a little, a little bit. Jadeveon Clowney joining us after a successful game of pool upstairs against George Springer. And George had some other thoughts about the match. He thought that you won on a scratch.
He scratched. You won. He was a little disappointed. He said that no real man would have taken a W on a scratch. That's what he said.
That's a lie.
Those are his words. That's a lie.
Take your wins how you get them. It don't matter how they come. You take them. I need it. I
took it. W's where you can get them, right?
I won.
All right.
All right, Jadeveon, Super Bowl taking place here in Houston. What do you think of this whole Super Bowl live experience? Is this your first time getting
first
to see
time.
Radio Row and all that?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's a good experience for me, and I'm having a great time and enjoying this. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Have you been doing, like, interview after interview after interview?
This is my first one with you guys this week.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you what the craziest question you've been asked but I guess I'll have to ask you.
Oh, I'm sure you've gotten plenty of crazy
questions
over the years.
You're going to get some. You're going to get some soon.
Who, right here.
Have you met somebody this week that you were sort of blown away by? Like, I just met this person.
Not
Has there
yet.
Been anybody like that?
Not yet.
Well, you've met so many famous people in the past.
That's
so
true.
Who do you want to meet that would be really impressive? I already know who I want to meet, but I'm not going
to.
I want to meet Lady Gaga, but I'm probably not going to meet her.
She's not going to wear the meat dress. I think that's
No, she's going to wear something even more spectacular. She's been walking around. People have been tweeting pictures of her. I haven't seen her, though. We need to take a walk and find Lady Gaga.
You, all you got to do is just walk. Well, you may not want to because you'll get swamped. It'll be crazy out there. But
I don't know.
But, yeah, so you don't know who it is that you'd want to meet?
Not right now.
Would it be in athletics or entertainment?
Entertainment.
Okay.
That's why it's going through my head right now.
That's just going.
There's a lot of famous people here hosting parties
know,
and around town.
I see a lot of flyers.
What do you think of the way that Houston has welcomed the Super Bowl and how much it's transformed this part of downtown?
It did it fast, man. They've been putting together for a while. I think it turned out pretty well, and everything's been going on around me pretty good. I went to the Nickelodeon thing the other day. It was nice.
I saw your commercial until kids were watching.
Oh, my daughter saw that. She got the biggest kick out of that when
DJ Reader
walked in with the duck. She lost it.
Oh, my God. It was fun.
That was. Yeah. It seems like that's the one thing I think about you, JD, that not a lot of people know. You've got this great sense of humor. I think people see you out on the field, but you've got this great sense of humor.
I love to have a good time, man, you know. Turn excitement. And wherever I'm at, I have excitement around me. So I'm always having a good time no matter what I'm doing.
We've sort of noticed your personality come out as the years gone along. Is that true? Do you feel like you really became sort of more comfortable in your own skin? Or were you just showing it more?
Yeah, with you guys, I think I became more comfortable. But with my teammates, I always played around with them and did funny stuff with them. They always say, you're a clown. You like to have fun. I'm like, yeah, that's just how I am.
What are you going to do for next year? Because you've come off such a great season. And now I know it's early to start looking towards 2017, but do you have it set in your mind what you're going to do this off season and the things that you want to work on?
I'm going to train hard and work on my pass rush again, because I'm trying to figure out my way to stay healthy, keep taking care of my body. But that's the only thing really I have to worry about, taking care of my body. As long as I do that, playing football is the easy part.
Did you ever, at some point, you're never going to say, oh, I got this game licked. I mean,
I'm just
a superstar. But did you feel like there was a point in the season where you felt like you could take over a game or dominate a game at any point? Because it felt like that for us, like later in the year, especially in the Colts game, it felt like, okay, now he's taking his game to a different level.
I always felt like as long as if I could get healthy to the point where I can physically play, I could take over a game, dominate a game. And I always told those guys, and I say, just wait till next year. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be ready to go. And it was a healthy season for me.
Do you have a moment in the season that you remember more than any other?
Probably that pick, man. That was my first pick
in the playoffs.
8 years.
Yeah
man.
When's the last time you had a pick? Because you didn't know
I
was in South Carolina.
I know. 7-8 years in high school.
High school?
I had like 7 in high school, man. I was picking them.
It's like,
I haven't got a hold to a ball in so long, but I was happy about that play, man. I seen it coming. It was just so crazy. I was just going through it in my head before it even happened.
Speaking of healthy, we talked to J.J. Watt the other day.
Yeah.
He says he's cleared from rehab.
He grinded, man.
And he's back at it. All right. So talk about that, what it's going to be like, because everybody wants to see the two of you out there together.
I've been saying that. I haven't been healthy since I've been here. My first 2 years, he was healthy. My last year, I was healthy. He wasn't healthy. But I feel like we can get on the field together healthy, man. It can be crazy.
And how about Mike Vrabel becoming your defensive coordinator? Because you know him very well, being your position coach. But now he's like the boss of the defense. What's that going to be like? How different is that going to be? Or is it like an advantage because you guys know him so well?
Yeah, I think it's a little advantage. We know him a lot well. And him and Rack kind of feel off each other. So I think it's going to stay the same like we've been doing, because we've been doing pretty good in the past with our defense. But I think he's going to try to do his own little thing every now and then. But he'd probably stick to what he's been doing, hopefully. And we've been winning with it, so you don't change nothing that's working. So see how it goes.
Their personalities are so different.
Oh, yeah.
Between Romeo and Mike Vrabel, I'm just thinking.
Mike is the up-tempo beat guy every day. Always.
The juice.
The juicer. And you got Rack, who's just the calm, cool.
He's just so mellow, and maybe he's different with you guys. He just seems.
Flip-flop, man.
Yeah.
JD, Super Bowl being in Houston, game up in New England, how well you guys played. Do you see? Does it provide any more motivation to see it like up close and personal and go, we need to be in this game?
I'm gonna say motivation comes from all the off season, man.
Yeah.
That's my motivation. I mean, once you put all that work during the off season, you don't want to lose. You don't come in intending to lose any games during the season. Like, you work so hard in the off season with your teammates sweating and going through training camp to win. You only got 16 games. You try to be your best you can be in 16 games. So that's our motivation. Go back to work this offseason. Try to get to one step closer to our goal. I think we're getting closer and closer every year. And we've improved since I've been here every year. And I think we just keep finding our ways to win games and push forward and get the wins.
How do you spend your offseason? Are you going to go back to South Carolina?
Yeah,
is Houston pretty much home?
I go back and forth, Houston, South Carolina, training both. So I like to be around my family a lot. I'm a family guy, so I like to be around my family.
Are you going to take any vacation? I mean, you guys have earned some downtime. Are you going to take any trips?
I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to enjoy myself.
Where are you going to go?
Cabo.
Can you tell us?
I'm going to Cabo.
You're going to Cabo, okay.
Yeah, soon. Probably in the middle of February sometime. But we're putting that together now, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you back here for OTAs in April, and enjoy the festivities.
Hey, take his time, April.
I'm not in any hurry for OTAs.
It's April. It's a few months away.
We still haven't seen the offseason with all these Super Bowl festivities. So we're
enjoying it.
We are. Have fun out there. Hopefully you meet Lady Gaga or somebody really famous. I would take a little walk.
That picture, I'm going to send it to you and let you know who I like.
Oh, I'll be so jealous. I'll be so jealous. All right, Jadeveon Clowney, thanks so much. Live at 51, presented by Xfinity. We have more from Texans House coming up in just a bit.